welcome back to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with ZNC. We are very excited to have you guys again on this Monday afternoon. Today, I'd like to welcome each and every single new person tuning in today. Welcome to the family. You will not regret it. And if you are a regular, welcome back to the show. Now, last week, we spoke about how Moses was adopted into the Egyptian family and raised as a prince. And when on his 21st birthday, he was then given the gift from Pharaoh to rule over all the Hebrew slaves. Moses was also a Hebrew, but he was not treated like a Hebrew. And Moses ended up killing one of the guards who was beating the slaves, and he didn't like that. He ended up killing him. So as a result, he had to flee to Midian. He got married to his wife, who is named Zipporah, and he lived there and he was very happy.
I'm leaving, dear. I'll be back by the evening.
Don't go too far.
All right, woman.
But in Egypt, the people of Israel were being tortured. They were treated very badly, and their cries came up to God. God chose Moses to help Abraham's descendants. While Moses was walking with his flock one day, he saw a burning bush.
What is that? I've never seen anything like that before. What? A fire that doesn't burn. The bush.
And when Moses got near to the bush, God spoke to him.
Moses.
Here I am.
Take off your shoes, for you are standing on holy ground.
I have taken off my shoes.
I am the Lord, the God of your forefathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I have seen the condition of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cry. I need to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and bring them to the land I have promised to their forefathers. I will send you, Moses, to free them, and you will bring my people to serve me upon this mountain.
Who am I, Lord, to do this? If I go to Egypt and say that I was sent by God, nobody would believe me. What do I tell them?
Give the people my message, and they will follow you out of Egypt to this mountain, and then you will lead them to their true home, a land that will flow milk and honey for them all. Do not be afraid. Do as I have instructed, Moses, and I will be with you.
And following God's instructions, Moses left his home, wife, and children.
God has spoken. I must go. We have made it. We are here. Come on, donkey. Let's sit here for some time. Have some here. Drink some water.
Moses?
Aaron? My brother.
So good to see you again.
Things got worse in Egypt. Pharaoh died and his son Ramesses took over the throne. But he was ruthless and arrogant. He tortured the Hebrews and their suffering grew tenfold under him.
Moses, the murderer.
Ramesses, I come on urgent business. I come as a representative of God. The God of Israel says, let my people go.
Moses, you idiot. You expect me to just let my slave go? Because of some God whom I've never heard of. Get out of my sight.
Behold, the power of my God.
Moses turned his staff into a snake.
You think we can do the same? Summon the magicians. Even our magicians can do as your so-called God can.
Hey, look! The snake is eating ours.
Hear me, Pharaoh. Let my people go.
Tell your God that Pharaoh will not release the slaves.
You are going to suffer for this.
You guys enjoyed the song that was just played, Pharaoh. You guys must be jamming, sing it the whole week. Anyways, don't forget to tune in next week to hear the rest of this story. Goodbye.
Okay.